We have to at times remind ourselves that the gospel is the good news. Even when Jesus is speaking of being expelled from synagogues and being killed, this ominous kind of warning, prediction of what the early church would certainly face, and history has panned out that this was the truth, that those men who were called to lead the Jewish faith, those men that Jesus said to listen to them, they sit in their proper seat, just don't follow what they do. So these men with proper authority were to be the ones who would be expelling the early church from the synagogues and actually even killing them, he says, and doing so thinking that they were doing the right thing because they did not know the Father or the Son whom he sent. This is John 15. In John 17, Jesus tells us that eternal life is to know the Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. And so we pray that individually we come to know Jesus Christ and we come to know the Father, but especially those men who are called to lead the church. I mean, we know that it wasn't just the Jewish officials who were corrupt and made bad choices. A brief study of church history will tell us that popes, bishops, and priests have been teachers of error and doing bad things. You know, St. John Fisher, a bishop in the time of Henry VIII in England, was the only bishop who held fast to the truth. Every other bishop went along with Henry VIII. In the 300s, in the time of the Arian heresy, it's reported that 75% of the bishops were teaching heresy, teaching false truths about the person, the nature of Jesus Christ. And so we must pray so that what Jesus predicted doesn't have to come true. That all those who are chosen to lead will come to know him and deep, intimate knowledge of the Father and the Son so that they can receive the Holy Spirit that Jesus is promising. As we get closer to that feast of Pentecost, this is what we are preparing for, a great renewed outpouring of the Advocate, the Spirit of the living God, who leads us to all truth. That Spirit that was leading Paul along his journeys and his companions, that even though sometimes they faced obstacles, they faced opposition, that the Spirit was still leading them. In this beautiful story of Lydia that we have today, this Greek woman who believed in the one true God of the Jewish faith. And it tells us that the Lord had opened her heart to hear the preaching of the gospel. So each one of us who are called to be proclaimers of the word, in whatever capacity your state of life allows, that you are sent out to be a preacher, a proclaimer of the saving message of Jesus Christ, the only way to salvation. And we can pray that the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will open the hearts of the people with whom we are encountering, the people to whom we are preaching, proclaiming the saving message of Jesus Christ. It was a very dynamic time in the early church. Even when the apostles and the early leaders were being martyred, and oftentimes by the very men that God had put in authority over them, but that's a sad reality. And it happens still. And we're still living through the sex abuse crisis, the priests who are doing horrible things, and the bishops who are making bad decisions. We even know locally priests who are silenced for speaking the truth. You know, we have to be prepared for the coming persecution. It's coming. There's no doubt. But we never need to be afraid. Jesus says, I'm giving you this warning so you don't fall off, so you don't fall away. And we come to this deep, intimate knowledge of God the Father, of Christ the only Son, as we live a life in the Holy Spirit. In these days of preparation for Pentecost, let's pray that our hearts be opened to the saving message of Jesus Christ, so that regardless of what happens in the world, we will stay true, and we will be brought to eternal life.